This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today, Sonya Nsung, is with us. She is an amazing person. She's a CEO, a coach, author of the book we're going to talk about today. It's called The Launch Book, Motivational Stories for Launching Your Idea, Business, or Next Career. She is also the founding executive director of the Fuqua Coach K Center on Leadership and Ethics at Duke University. She's been regularly paired on from Forbes to Fortune to Wall Street Journal to CNN. She's actually a top 10 influencer on LinkedIn, which I think I want to ask about in just a minute as well, because that's pretty incredible. Spoken to audiences from the White House to global sports management, owner summits, and is our guest today, and so many more things. But Sonya, welcome to our show today.
Derek, thank you so much for inviting me to join you on this awesome podcast. I'm a huge fan, and so it's an honor to be here.
I'm lucky that my wife and I's shared favorite hobby is stand-up comedy, and we get to laugh a lot together.
Oh, really?
We go to festivals. When we were in New York, we go to the Comedy Cellar. It is one of our shared top passions, and it is a game changer. When I have couples ask us sometimes about, you know, what do you do to get on the same page with things? I'm like, we laugh a lot together, a lot. And you know, you can't be in a dispute too long when you're laughing together, right? It brings you together, and so I love the idea of the fun. I think sometimes we take the fun out of the environment, but I do have to ask you this. I think it's a great philosophy to say make fun a deliverable, and I think it's great to say, you know, enjoy the journey. But a lot of ambitious people, myself included, we have a hard time sometimes because we build and we're on to the next. How do you slow down and actually enjoy the journey and make fun of deliverable? Like, what are a couple of keys? Because I know a lot of our listeners are high-wired, moving all the time, and go, that sounds great, but man, I'm always on the edge of things.
Okay, so about a big part of it, and by the way, I'll raise my hand. I'm one of those people who is like, what's the next thing? Right. What's the next thing? What's the next mountain to climb? And one of the things I found that worked for me quite a bit is I think back to the end of my days, right? When we think back to the end of our days, picture that moment, will we be wishing, wow, I wish I had won that award?
Derek Champagne here. Really, I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series.
Well, you can Derek Champagne here, inviting you to join my new DerekChampagne.com.
I look forward to connecting
you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series.
We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at Derek@DerekChampagne.com.
Because that time,
I look forward to connecting.
No matter how wealthy or how poor, how talented, or how non-talented we think we are, time is the one thing we can't make more of.
Right.
We can't buy. And so you think about, what do we want to do with that time and what's meaningful? For me, it's with my family and friends, right? And then you think about, okay, that's where you want to spend your time, right? That's a way to slow down. Mm. And then the other thing is, how do you want to be remembered?
Hey, if you're a small business owner and you need help working through some upper limit challenges, you need a board of personal advisors, you need help with your growth, go visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com.
Hey, it's Derek Champagne. If your business right now during this
Derek
crisis
Champagne
is
so many...